basically, we're doing a 24-hour wheelchair push around the Oddsall pitch. So the pitch around Oddsall, we will have someone constantly pushing around there in a wheelchair. Obviously, we're going to bring our lightweight chairs down because it's not an easy push. You know, the angle of the pitch side track is not flat, so it is going to be a challenge, but it'll be the first time ever that anybody's ever done that.
And you're doing this as a kind of relay, obviously not one poor soul going around for 24 hours. No, that would be real commitment. When are you doing this? You're sort of trying to set it up at a particular important point, aren't you?
Yes, we're actually starting at 7 o'clock on Thursday, and we're going through till 7 o'clock on Friday, which will be just before the Leeds game. So when people arrive for the Leeds game, we'll still actually be doing it until 7, so they'll see us.
Now, they say sometimes sort of drastic situations take drastic measures. Why do you feel so strongly that you need to raise money at this time?
Because this is the Bulls. They're as much a part of our family as anybody else. It's a huge part of our lives. And the Bradford without the Bulls, just it would be a crime. You know, we can't lose this club. We can't.
Do you honestly feel that there is that is a possibility?
Oh yes, we know that for a fact. We did a tombola stall at the weekend, a fundraising event at Oddsall. We raised £300 there, so we're hoping we can just pull in some more pledges by doing this 24-hour relay. It's the only thing we know how to do.
When all this came out, the sort of last week, was it a total surprise to you and other fans?
Yeah, it was. Just a devastating shock more than anything else. Sounds a sad thing to say, but it was almost like a feeling of losing a member of the family. And this is why we're so desperate to try and save this club.
And obviously you're putting in a huge effort, and a lot of people will be. Do you not feel that perhaps putting hands in pockets and sort of raising money like this is really just a short-term solution?
Well, if we can raise a million, there are things in place for the long-term future, but it's this short-term. You know, at the end of the day, if we don't raise this money, we will lose this club.
It would affect, clearly, Bradford Bulls. It would certainly affect the work that you do with the wheelchair rugby team. What about Bradford?
If Bradford loses the Bulls, it loses all that history. Yeah, we've had a couple of lean years, but the history behind this club is phenomenal. There's also the other side to what goes on the pitch, which is all the community work that the club do in schools and colleges all over Bradford. That'll be lost as well. We just can't let this happen. We just cannot.
So how could people make contribution to what you're doing? Is it a case of turning up? Is there information that we could access somewhere?
Yes, we have a Facebook group. Show on Facebook, which is the Bradford Bulls Wheelchair and Billy Club. We're also asking if people come along between 7 o'clock on the Thursday and 7 o'clock on the Friday, put a pledge, every little bit helps, into an envelope with your name and address on, come down and push a lap. The number of people we have come forward now to do it is phenomenal. You know, there's other clubs backing us as well. Featherstone Rovers Wheelchair and Billy Club have donated £100. With this kind of support, we've got to be able to push it.
I think in these times that the rugby league community pulls together, you'd be pleased to know. I was at Headingley on Friday, and certainly the over the tannoy, they were encouraging people to turn out to support, not just to support Leeds Rhinos, but to support Bradford at this particular time, because nobody in rugby league wants to lose such a club with such a great tradition.
No, I didn't think that for a minute. There's an awful lot of rivalry, as you know, between Bradford and Leeds, but when it comes down to it, if one of them was in trouble, the other would help. You know, that's the way it works. Myself and my husband have, you know, when Halifax were in trouble, we were there, we contributed to that. I know the Hull fans were absolutely incredible when the Bulls played over there. You know, the rugby league family's coming together, and I think when the rugby league family wants to save something, we've got a good chance of saving it.
Well, I'm sure you're going to be successful. Joe, we wish you every success. Perhaps you'll come back and let us know how you're getting on. But obviously, we'll be monitoring the progress of all this fundraising very, very closely.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Thank you.